you end up like binging on Netflix, staying up, by the time you've sorted out the kitchen, washed your face, whatever, finally got into bed, finally fallen asleep, midnight is not that wild.
Yeah.
And then getting up at 6:30 to do life, also not that wild.
No. And I think that's pretty normal for like a lot of people. And it's, yeah, I think it gets one of those things that gets pushed on the back burner of, like sleep's on a low priority ladder for a lot of people, even though it like completely changes how we think and feel. It's, if we look at like foundations of health, sleep is one of them, followed probably closely by exercise and movement. But sleep is definitely one of them. And it's one that I've abused, still do abuse, to say the least. Because yeah, it does just get pushed on that back burner of like, everyone's looking for more time. Like that's what we always see as like our most precious asset. How can we get more? How can we get more? Or we just, I've got so much to do. And today's like, everyone's busy now. I don't feel like anyone's ever bored or got nothing on. Everyone feels like they're just so busy all the time for like a never ending to-do list.
There's not enough hours in the day. And the thing that can give is sleep, because you still got to go to work. You've still got to do all the things you got to do around the house. Or if you've got kids, you've still got to do stuff with them.
Yeah.
But sleep, you're already short-selling yourself. And oftentimes that's the thing that will give.
Yeah, and I definitely find that if I keep abusing my sleep or keep getting less sleep, you know, cognitively I get slower. I procrastinate more on tasks because they feel harder to do. Appetite goes up. Just like a whole slew of just shit.
Like, and the thing is, like, there's all those things in the moment that you probably are aware of. If you're listening and you don't always get the best night's sleep, you're probably conscious that the next day you really need your coffee and you might have a bit more of a sugar craving in the morning, but you're probably not conscious of the longer term issues of continually having too little sleep, which is increased risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, diabetes, coronary heart disease, stroke, all of these chronic illnesses that we talk about being preventable.
Big illnesses.
And I think it's often the case that people think, well, I'm going to have to completely change my diet, start working out. And actually this one key factor is probably the simplest thing to change, but can have such a huge impact on all of those things as well.
Oh yeah. It's like, I mean, as you're saying, it's like, it's the bedrock. It's the foundation of great health, but it's also the foundation of great moods, you know, your appetite being in a regular place, just having energy. You know, we talk about that so much. That's just like, if you're constantly sleep deprived, you don't feel like you have energy. And this is like the irony of sleep. Like, if you don't have energy, you get less done because you haven't got the energy to do it. So then you get less done, but then so it takes longer to do it, but then you spend more time to do it. And if you just got more sleep, you would have done it in a shorter space of time. I know that isn't always the case, but yeah, learning to prioritize good sleep. It's the irony of all of this, I think, is like, it's like what you try and get a baby to do. You know, you try and like
force them to sleep.
Yeah, but you know, like even with kids, you try and like regulate what time they have to dinner, go to bed at the same time, get them up at the same time. You try and create as much of a routine and structure for them as possible. And when you do that and they're in a good routine, everyone's like, oh yeah, they're really good. They're in a good routine. And then when you break that routine, the moods and emotions go all over the place and their appetite, and they're like, oh, just, you got to.
And nobody's surprised because they're like, oh, they didn't have the nap today.
And it's like, and then we're like adults and we're like, oh, we don't need that anymore. but we kind of do. And in terms of just like your overall circadian rhythm around your food and your sleep and your mood, it makes like it's been very overlooked for a long time in terms of how important it is.
And actually, just to tie into that about children, there was a stat I read the other day, which was 89% of children who don't get enough sleep, 89% of them have obesity. So, I mean, that is crazy high. But when you explain it like you just did, it's not really that unsurprising. It's not really that surprising.
Yeah.
Because they just go wild and you're just trying to placate them. They're probably not eating as well as they otherwise would. I know that's definitely the case with my son. When he's overtired, he won't eat properly, but I'm like, oh, I need you to eat something or you won't sleep later.
Yeah.
So you just have porridge for bed, that's fine. And then you just get in this vicious cycle where you're not feeding them a proper meal because they're always too tired, and then you're trying to fill them up with some things, and it just... it's a nightmare.
But then it's the same for people as well, isn't it? You know, just like for adults, you know, in the same sort of sense of, you know, are you having that same sort of, you know, you're getting poor sleep, and then poor sleep is leading to obesity. And it's like, I think we already have like obesity. 55% of adults are not getting enough sleep or getting short sleep, and I've got obesity. So it's, It is. It's just the bedrock. It's the foundation. It's overlooked. And there's many things that you can do to improve your sleep. I think we're going to get into them quite a bit in this episode. But it is something that I just think people need to raise up on that priority ladder of, like, this is one of the most important things that you can be doing on a day-to-day basis to manage your physical health, to manage your mental health, to be a high performer, to be a good parent, to be an overall just better person.